You're listening to the KB Podcast Network.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Kingdom Bringer Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Eubanks. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about something that I'm very passionate about. I have a passion for the body of Christ, for the people of God, my brothers and my sisters in the faith. And with that, I have a passion to see them come into a complete understanding of the blessing of God and His righteousness. The wonderful light that shines on that path of righteousness and the fullness that exists in His presence and the peace that comes from walking in the Spirit and seeking His kingdom. That also means I have a righteous anger for the things that are aimed at keeping them down, preventing them from flourishing and keeping them stuck in poverty and sickness and despair. You see, sadly, many of the arrows come from within the church. Many teachers and leaders have composed messages and devised doctrines that partner with the enemy's plans to keep the church stagnant and unproductive. At worst, it's handcuffing the gospel and it's preventing God's people from doing the basic things the kingdom of God requires of its inhabitants. As followers of Christ, we're called to be ambassadors of the kingdom of God. You see, we're commissioned to lay hands on the sick and to cast out demons. We're expected to feed the hungry and take care of widows and orphans. Now, wouldn't it be like the devil to attempt to interfere with God's plans for restoration and healing and deliverance by creeping into the minds and hearts of the leaders of God's house and plant seeds of a message of poverty and sickness and false humility? How can we take care of widows and orphans and feed the hungry if we're broke and believe God wants us that way? How can we boldly pray for the sick if we don't believe that it's God's will to heal? It's like my friend Michael McIntyre says, the Good Samaritan wouldn't be famous if he was broke. God blessed him to have the money, the financial means to take care of the sick and the hurting and the hungry. See, it's time we stop being afraid of trigger words like prosperity and healing and faith, all good words, but for whatever reason, they become these trigger words that just set people off. I think it's time we start answering our call to be light and salt and ambassadors and more than conquerors. Jesus didn't tell us to be humble and make it through life. No, he said that if we humble ourselves, he would lift us up. And we are now seated with him at the right hand of the Father. Right now. Not later. We're seated with him right now. You see, we carry the answer to the world's problems. Most of the issues they're facing are simply from a lack of God's power in their lives. They've been told by the world that fully embracing self will be the solution. We know that's a lie, but we have to showcase that there's actually a better way. And unfortunately, much of the American church also lacks power. It's been more focused on catering to feelings and coddling the emotions of the people. It's decided that it's better to help the people stay comfortable while they're ineffective and broke and sick than it is to encourage them to stand in faith and believe that God's word is true. There's a fear of what may happen if God doesn't come through. What we'll need to say if what we're praying doesn't come to fruition. What if the money doesn't come? What if healing doesn't happen? See, that's called doubt. Bottom line. If that offends you, I'm sorry. Kind of. But not really. If any of this is convicting to you, I'm not here to condemn you for your doubt. But I am here to encourage you to keep pressing into God's word. To keep standing on the truth that sets you and others free. Don't let the enemy's lies from the world and sadly from some of the churches keep you from desiring the greater gifts of God. Restoration, power, redemption, breakthrough, healing, prosperity, all of it. Every good gift comes from Him and is available for your benefit. They are tools for you to be what He's called you to be. And they are here right now to help you go where He's called you to go. Don't be lulled into a slumber. Get off the fence. Fight the fight, walk the walk, be fruitful, and prosper. Be blessed.